Morning, everybody. Matt Bobala with you, 720 WGN, 410 in the morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up at 5 a.m., we've got Max and Orion with the morning show. We've been, you know, worrying for the last hour about the new healthcare bill and what's going to happen and how we're going to survive and what's it doing to us. It might not matter one bit, Roger Badish. Might not matter at all.
Why not?
Well, Rog, I don't know if you're aware, but there's been a lot of activity in Yellowstone.
A lot of bears?
296 earthquakes in the vicinity of the Yellowstone supervolcano within the last 7 days.
Wait a minute, did you say supervolcano?
Apparently, under Yellowstone Park, there is a supervolcano. Now, this is from a story on Facebook that was posted by our own engineer, Aubrey Mumpower. He shared this. And I saw it in my news feed, and I looked and I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. Now, I don't know how credible whoever's writing this is. It's somebody who writes about these types of things, but it might be some sort of doomsday type person.
Oh,
because I've seen other stories that say, you know, the likelihood of the volcano going up is not that great. And I don't know how serious of a volcanic eruption it would be, according to scientists. But according to the person that wrote this, says it is possible that the Yellowstone supervolcano is gearing up for a major eruption. If you follow my work on a regular basis, then you already know that I spend a lot of time documenting how the crust of our planet is becoming increasingly unstable. Most of this shaking is taking place far away from the continental US, and so most Americans are not too concerned about it. But we should be concerned about it because a major seismic event could change all of our lives in a single instance. For instance, a full-blown eruption of the Yellowstone supervolcano would have the potential of being an extinction-level event. That is why it is so alarming that there have been 296 earthquakes in the vicinity of the Yellowstone supervolcano within the last 7 days. Scientists are trying to convince us that everything is going to be okay, but there are others that are not so sure. The biggest earthquake in the swarm occurred last Thursday evening. It was initially measured to be a magnitude 4.5, but it was later downgraded to a 4.4. It was the biggest quake in the region since a magnitude 4.8 earthquake struck close to Norris Geyser Basin in March 2014. This magnitude 4.4 earthquake was so powerful that people felt it as far away as Bozeman. The main quake was centered about 5.8 miles underground. The quake and aftershocks occurred just over 8 miles northeast from West Yellowstone, according to the U.S. Geological Service. But by itself, that one quake would only be a minor concern. What is troubling many of the experts is that this earthquake has been accompanied by 295 smaller ones. There is normally a rise in seismic activity before a volcano erupts. And according to theoretical physicist Michio Kaku, a long overdue eruption at Yellowstone could, quote, rip the guts out of the USA.
Ouch.
Right.
You ever have your guts ripped out?
Mm-mm. I would imagine it's not fun, though.
No.
Scientists currently believe that there's a 10% chance that a supervolcanic Category 7 eruption could take place this century, as pointed out by theoretical physicist Michio Kaku, who appeared on a segment on Fox News. The gray-haired physicist told Shepard Smith that the danger we are now facing with the caldera is that it's long overdue for an eruption, which he said could, quote, rip the guts out of the USA. He said that a pocket of lava located under the park has turned out to be twice as big as scientists originally thought. I would like to try to describe for you what a full-blown eruption of the Yellowstone supervolcano would mean for this country. Now, this is according to this guy who writes this piece that was shared on Facebook. Let's keep that in mind. Hundreds of cubic miles of ash, rock, and lava would be blasted into the atmosphere, and this would likely plunge much of the northern hemisphere into several days of complete darkness. Now, we've heard about this before. We've read these scenarios where something, you know, a big enough meteor hits the Earth.
Right.
That is an extinction level type event, or when they say it happened for the dinosaurs. Right. So much shoots out into the atmosphere that several days of darkness. And I just try to picture how insane that must be. Think about how much shoots into the air that for several days our atmosphere blocks out the sun.
Well, we've kind of seen hints of that.
We have?
When in the past, when volcanoes have erupted, and they have shot out a ton of dirt and soot where there have been warnings. They've even stopped airplane flights because there is so much in the air that they can't see where they're going. And there I remember maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we were told that the reason why the sky looks darker during the day is because of so-and-so volcano halfway around the world. The winds blew at the right. Yes. And the sky was darker during the day. It was because of that. Not only that, but also fires. That we've had a number of forest fires, I believe, up in Canada just a couple of years ago, where the fires were raging so much, but the winds were blowing a certain direction, and the smoke from the fires, which were like hundreds of miles away from us, came over our area. So it can happen.
But what you're reporting are like minor instances where, I noticed.
Yeah, they were not big.
And you probably didn't notice it was darker until you read that it's actually darker out because of whatever.
Well, you thought,
I remember looking at this. But this is blocking out the sun, Raj.
Yeah, I know, I know.
This is, I look up, like, oh, is it about to storm? No, that's volcanic ash.
Yeah.
And which means it's coming down.
Correct.
And it's going to coat everything. That's not going to be good.
But it's already burned off. It's not like you're going to sizzle to, you know.
No, but you're going to be breathing that in. That can't
That's
be
true.
Good.
You're going to have to walk around with masks all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And goggles.
Hundreds of cubic miles of ash, rock, and lava would be blasting the atmosphere. This would plunge the northern hemisphere into several days of complete darkness. Virtually everything within 100 miles of Yellowstone would be immediately killed. 100 miles.
Look what happened at, what was it, in Washington State?
Mount St. Helens.
Yeah. Look what happened to that area.
And I don't really, I know that when you look at the area now, it's still very dead around there.
Yeah.
But that wasn't 100 miles. That was probably
It was a miles good, around. Healthy, it didn't affect cities, so it wasn't 100 miles, because there would have been a lot of cities. But it basically devastated that whole area.
But a much more cruel fate would befall those that live in major cities outside of the immediate blast zone, such as Salt Lake City and Denver. Hot volcanic ash, rock, and dust would rain down on those cities literally for weeks. For weeks! In the end, it would be extremely difficult for anyone living in those communities to survive. In fact, it has been estimated that 90%, listen to this, now, again, grain of salt. It has been estimated that 90% of all people living within 600 miles of Yellowstone would be killed.
Wow.
Could you imagine something like that happening?
That's amazing.
Experts project that such an eruption would dump a layer of volcanic ash that is at least 10 feet deep up to 1,000 miles away. Now think about that. 10 feet deep. Raj, we've had blizzards that get, 3 feet deep? And that's insanity.
Yeah.
10 feet deep. So as I'm sitting here looking out on a Michigan Avenue, that means over the course of a week, enough volcanic ash would fall that I wouldn't even be able to look out the window right here.
Mm-hmm.
It would completely be covered.
Yeah. Mount St. Helens. Trying to think here. It wasn't necessarily the eruption that caused the top 1,300 feet of the volcano to seemingly disappear. It was, however, the blast taking place that blew a hole in the side of the mountain and the subsequent landslides, lava flows, and mudslides that caused the extremely immense crater and the destruction of the icy cap. The reason that all of the landscape is destroyed isn't because it was burnt by slowly seeping lava. Like, that's not enough. But the pyroclastic flow that ensued after the eruption. Pyroclastic flows are fluidized, fragmented rock that can have temperatures in excess of, class, anyone want to guess?
3,000 degrees.
A little lower. 750 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Celsius.
Still hot.
Celsius.
Oh, well, then that's...
Do the conversion. And can travel
it's
up
like
to...
It's like 2,100 degrees, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty close. Can travel up to 800 kilometers per hour and spread up to 200 kilometers from the source. This is where many of the lives were lost in Mount St. Helens eruption. And they're saying this one could be bigger?
Well, I don't know how big that one was, but this sounds like a lot bigger. This guy's saying that. He says two-thirds of the U.S. would suddenly become uninhabitable. The volcanic ash would severely contaminate most of our water supplies, and growing food in the middle of the country would become next to impossible.
Wait, where is this again? Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm still reading this about Mount St. Helens, and this is a scientific.
Okay.
This is so weird. With the total annihilation of the landscape and area of Mount St. Helens has caused a lot of attention to be brought towards volcanoes. Even with a documentary out by the British Broadcasting Corporation that explains what would happen if Yellowstone would erupt catastrophically as it did about 2.1 million years ago.
So it's due.
It's due. Scientists have still not found a way to substantially predict a volcanic eruption in time to evacuate citizens. There's only one way to know that there's an imminent volcanic eruption, and that is through harmonic tremors because of the tectonic plates. If harmonic tremors are seen through seismic graphing, then there will be a certain eruption, but still the timing and size baffles scientists.
What is a harmonic tremor?
It has to do with small
earthquakes?
Yeah, underground, the tectonic plates moving.
So the 296 small earthquakes we've just had?
Yep, things are moving underground.
Glad I live in Chicago.
It ain't that far away.
It's not, but like what this person is saying is that so everybody within 100 miles dead, everybody within 600 miles suffering terribly because of everything that's going to fall out of the sky, and then we can't farm, water supplies are contaminated, we've got suddenly the walking dead, but it's not zombies, it's because, you know, the country can't function that well. Says the rest of the planet. So that's what would happen here in the U.S. The U.S. would be pretty screwed.
Right.
Says the rest of the planet, and this would especially be true of the Northern Hemisphere, would experience what is known as a nuclear winter. An extreme period of global cooling would take place, which would make all those other people so happy. Told you didn't have to worry about that global warming. Volcano took care of that, didn't it? Ha!
All right, so 600 miles, you're saying? Will do what kind of damage?
Okay. 100 miles, everything dead.
Okay.
90% of all people living within 600 miles would be dead.
All right. I'm looking at a map. West Yellowstone. I'm assuming that we're talking the same Yellowstone. To Chicago, 1,195 miles.
Phew.
And...
this is why you put up with the winters here.
Hold on, I'm giving a quick glance. We're the closest major city according to this chart. Everybody else is farther away. Houston, 1,340 miles.
Now you said we're how many feet? How many miles?
1,195.
So it was said that volcanic ash 10 feet deep, up to 1,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'd get away with only like 6 feet of volcanic ash.
Let's see. 1,000 miles away. Whoops, hold on. Okay, where was it? Right there. 1,000 miles is...
like the Quad Cities?
Midland, Texas is 1,000 miles from Yellowstone.
If you said we're 1,100,
yeah,
then so 1,000 would be Galena...
Columbia, Missouri, 1,044.
Quad Cities.
Madison, Wisconsin, 1,087. St. Louis, 1,156. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, that's going to be further.
1,160.
It's past us.
Yeah.
So the rest of the planet, especially Northern Hemisphere, gets a nuclear winter, an extreme period of global cooling would take place, and temperatures around the world would fall by up to 20 degrees. Crops would fail all over the planet, and severe famine could sweep the globe. In the end, billions could die. Yeah. So yes, this is a threat we should take very seriously. But today, most Americans think of Yellowstone as little more than a fun tourist attraction.
Yeah, except for the dummy who decided to get too close to the geyser.
Well, and I don't remember if it was in Yellowstone or elsewhere, but this happened just last year.
Yeah.
I don't remember if they fell in or thought they could go in like it's hot springs, but somebody went in. These are like almost 300 degrees.
Yeah.
And the person went in and they couldn't even retrieve him. They say his body disintegrated like it was an acid.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did the person die, but there was no retrieving his body.
Yeah.
You have to make sure and stay in the marked areas. Don't think that this is cool. Line. It's just hot. We'll have fun. Yeah.
And then we have the opposite end with the guy diving into a 63-degree river.
I heard you during the news say that now he's in extremely critical condition at Northwestern.
Yep.
And do we know yet? Was he, you know, because there's all sorts of assumptions you could make.
According to the report, it said that he wanted to go for a swim.
So I'm going to assume he was drunk. I know that's an assumption, but.
It's an assumption.
Although it's warm outside, if you don't, I don't know.
Yeah,
you,
but still.
You think, we'll go for a swim, we'll come right back. Do we know, did he jump off a bridge or just walk in off the river?
We don't know. Just, they said in front of the Trump Tower. That was the address.
Okay. We all make our weird choices in life. We got to take a break. We got news coming up, and then your calls are welcome as well. 312-981-7200. I wonder, you know, I know people. I actually know somebody, a good friend of mine who lives in Denver. Her husband is a bit of a survivalist, and he's got like stockpiles of stuff. Now, I don't know if he's preparing for seismic activity or another civil war or why. But I wonder if there's anybody out there who hears something like this. Does anybody think, you know what, maybe we should pick up an extra bottle of water at the store just to have in the house, just in case? Because, you know, if that did happen, if crops were failing and stuff, it really would become a little bit of a Walking Dead type scenario. It really would. 312-981-7200. News is next on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. 4:34 in the morning. Matt Bubala with you. 720 WGN. Roger, correction. A correction has been texted in. Somebody says it's not the rubber game of the series. It's a four-game series. So there's that. Yeah, there probably should be a Sunday version of that as well. So we'll have that coming up for you this weekend, of course. And the Hawks are making all sorts of moves. NHL draft going on. Bulls made all sorts of moves. Everything's going crazy sports-wise here in Chicago. 312-981-7200 is the number. We were talking the last half hour about what would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano had a rather large explosion, how it would affect the U.S., and it sounds very sad and bad, and let's hope it doesn't happen. But you might want to pick up an extra gallon of water, something like that, just in case things go wrong. Ron is called in from Michigan. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Matt. Matt, I got a possible reason why the Earth, the volcano in Yellowstone might be getting ready to blow its top.
Okay.
All the fracking that's going on around the states that surround it, or, you know, even adjoin it, I'll bet you, because, like, Oklahoma, they never had earthquakes, but now since they've been fracking for, I think, like 20 years, it's one of the most earthquake-prone places in the world, and what the Republican-dominated legislature in Oklahoma did, they passed a law saying that nobody can sue the oil companies, even if they can prove the damage is done by the fracking of the oil fields around people's houses. So we might be fracking ourselves into oblivion, well, whatever you want to call it. I can't pronounce those words.
Oblivion?
But, yeah. Thank you. But that's just a possibility. And before we find out the reason why, it'll probably blow its top. So we don't have to worry about health care anyway, right?
Well, it sounds like it would be more important than ever for some people and just not a factor at all for a lot. That's for sure. Here in Chicago, we'd, you know, I don't know if you, quite honestly, with something like that, if it was as bad as that guy had written. You don't know whether you'd be better off living within 100 miles of Yellowstone instead of being here to suffer and watch life slowly wither away and not know if you're going to survive it, you know?
Yep, get it over with quick might be the best way.
If you're going down no matter what, I think you'd rather go quick and painlessly or just in a sudden flash versus trying to survive for a couple of years with no crops and no water and the mayhem that would ensue, because that's the thing that would be really concerning. Would Americans come together and help each other, or would it be one of these zombie apocalypse shows where it's every man for himself and we're doing terrible things to people that we never thought we would do?
Yeah. Well, hopefully it won't happen. And I won't be around if the worst case scenario and my family happens.
But, I hear you. Well,
thank you for that pleasant thought, Matt.
You're welcome. And Ron, I'll be back next week if the world's still here.
Thank you. Always glad to listen to you. Have
thanks,
a good day,
Ron.
Matt.
You have a great weekend. 312-981-7200 is the number.